hear that?
I hear it.
You know what that sounds like to me, Dave?
What's it sound like to you?
That sounds like the Wednesday night love line.
It sounds like they're coming back.
It sounds like they're about to come right back at you.
It's coming back?
It's coming back in your back door, baby.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Daisy has been traveling.
Uh-huh.
And she married up with a... Let me turn this down a little bit.
Turn down the music. Let's talk here, Dave. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I heard that Daisy has been traveling with... a loose goose mechanism. I don't know what any of that
means. You know what that means, right?
No, I don't.
She's been putting those holds to good use.
Oh.
Loosey-goosey, juicy.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I'll say this about a loosey-goosey hole. Typically, they're very, very juicy.
That's true.
It's true.
And I'm sure Miss Daisy's super juicy now.
Oh, she is juicy as they come. I'm juicier than a
crimson
peach.
Crimson juice.
I mean, hey, if you don't have your Red Wings, you shouldn't be listening to Love Lines anyways.
I called her earlier. I messaged her earlier on, and I was talking to her.
On Parlor.
Sorry, yeah, on Parlor.
Yeah,
that's
Parlor,
on Gap.
Right, yeah,
on
yeah.
Gap.
That's where I do all my chatting now.
Yeah, is it Parlor?
Sure.
Okay, Parlor and Gab, I think is the other one that
I don't know what that means.
That's the other one.
Okay.
Anyway, so I messaged her and she said she's going to come back.
She's going to come back.
She's coming back.
She's bringing those loosey-goosey juicy holes right back.
She said, I'm sorry, I've been traveling. Yeah. She said, I've been traveling and I'm here.
You know what?
What?
Daisy's going to do what Daisy's going to do. And when Daisy has the time to show up and do this, it's like you and I, Dave.
Uh-huh.
We've been doing this for so long that the world goes into a pandemic, so we don't give a fuck if we do this or not.
We were already dead.
Right. It really doesn't matter to us.
I mean, I don't even know where I've been for the last 2 years.
The point is this. Hmm. The plague is done because our Lord and Savior Trump killed it.
That's right.
And we're still here.
Listen.
We're still here.
I think there's only one thing that we can do.
What's that?
We need to become grifters.
Grifters. I've been... Baby, we've been grifting since 1972. Since I've known you,
I just realized
not a conversation we've had with another human being that wasn't a grift, Dave. All right,
yeah.
This is how it works.
Yeah.
So tune in, people. We got an OnlyFans now. Send us your money on the OnlyFans. This is not a grift or a con.
Oh,
we legitimately want your money.
If you want to see the old brown eye, go to OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. And by old, we mean very old.
You're talking Dollar Mattress Dave old.
Dollar Mattress Dave's brown eye has not aged very well.
Unshaved for 38 years.
But you know what? It's worth a lick. So why don't you tune in to Wednesday Night Love Lines and lick Dollar Mattress Dave's very
like
old brown eye.
I dig it.
It's like a chocolate starfish. If you're into sushi, you're going to love it. Crusty sushi is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, Daisy should be coming back soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you meant to say.
That's what I meant to say.
Chocolate brown-eyed star.
Chocolate brown-eyed starfish. Crunchy cocoa on your tongue.
Yeah. I'm going to let the music play us out.
Play us out there, Brick House.
Brick House, everybody.
Yeah, Lionel.
That
Richie
was Brick House.
By the Commodores. Goddamn right it was.
1977.
Is that the year?
I don't know, but it sounds like it.
I was very high on opium in 1977.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, Dave, I am so happy that the Love Lines are coming back.
So am I. I'm going to light this fatty.
It wasn't before.
And it was before. There we go. And it's scrolling. It wasn't scrolling for some reason.
What the fuck is scrolling?
Ah, it's none of your business.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Dave. There was a time that we recorded this program on a local radio station here in San Marcos, Texas.
That's true.
And we couldn't say words like...
We weren't allowed to say... I still think some of those words are kind of inappropriate.
I think we said them, though.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, nobody hears us now anyways. I mean, I don't think anybody's really heard us on the radio since 1997 when we got fired from that last place.
Yeah, I was back in 1997.
That was the year I just said. That was the year, yeah. That was the year.
But I put a zero in front of it.
Right, 1907?
1998 was after that. I was in Taiwan.
You're in Taiwan on opium.
Singapore.
Because I didn't even go looking for you until at least 83. And I hadn't seen you in 3 years at this point, right?
Yeah.
And for a second, just a split second after 1980 hit, I was like, I wonder where Dave is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped thinking about you altogether. And then about 3 years later, it came to a time where I was like, somebody told me, hey, you need to get Dollar Mattress Dave. He's on drugs. banging lady boys in Taiwan. You need to get him
that was an
back.
80, that was in 83.
It was 83.
That was 83. I was banging the man boys.
I'm pretty sure you were doing that from 77. Since the time we got fired, you were doing that.
97.
77.
77 to 83.
Yeah.
A lot of man boys.
6 years.
From 90. So we got back on the air mm-hmm. in the 90s.
In the 90s. It took
1990.
Jesus.
They bought our show again.
The problem is between 83 and 90.
But no, the problem was that we couldn't secure Wednesday. We were Wednesday Night Love Lines on Tuesday.
We're not going to do it on
and
Tuesday.
It just didn't work.
It didn't work.
So
it doesn't have
so we
pizzazz.
Turned down the offer. Mm-hmm. And then in 1990 they gave it to us.
They gave it
we
back
secured
to us on Wednesday.
We secured Wednesday.
We secured that time slot.
And we got the 10 p.m. and we were good till 96.
We got fired again.
That's right. 97, we did not renew a contract, and I went back to Man Boys.
Well, I think it was funny because I think we were celebrating our 20 years from being kicked off the air.
Yeah, there was something.
There was something there. So we got booted off the night that we literally got shithouse drunk celebrating our 20 years from being kicked off the air. So it's kind of ironic in a way. That that you know, 2 decades after we got kicked off the air, we did it again.
Yeah.
We did it again.
No, yeah, and that's what happened. And then in 2005, we were back on the air.
I'll tell you something though, Dave.
Very shortly.
I put a lot of money into that Y2K thing. Like I was convinced it was over. It was done.
I blew a lot of money.
No.
I was a day trader.
Oh, was that what you were doing?
I was day trading .com, and the .com bust.
That didn't work out too
and
well.
And Y2K did not save my ass because I didn't care.
Right, yeah, for sure.
I didn't care because, you know, the world was going to end.
1,000, what I had done was spent every penny that I had on, at the time, I think it was officially North America's largest interracial, intersexual orgy that had ever been done.
Okay.
We had like 3,600 people there.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Just fucking.
Right. And we thought, okay, the lights are going to go out at midnight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's 2 a.m. and we're still fucking. And by about 4:30, everybody's like, well, the power didn't go out. All the appliances still work. So we kind of realized, and that was a real boner killer. I think around 4:30, once the cocaine wore off and everybody realized, hey, the world's not ending right now.
It's just 2000.
Dicks got soft, vaginas dried up, and the party was over. And then I realized, oh, wow, shit. I spent every penny that I had on that. I mean, we had everything. We had horses. We had elephants.
Yeah. You liquidated.
Liquidated.
You liquidated.
All of my assets.
But I was gone. I left.
Because
in Y2K, I had lost everything to the bust.
Yeah.
And then the night that I was balls deep into something. and I realized that I had a problem.
You're like, you know what? This thing is arguably not human. And I need to go back. I need to go back to America. I need to find LCD.
I realized I was out of money.
Oh, yeah.
And then you realized you were out of money.
We were both broke.
And then
dead broke.
We collided in downtown New Orleans begging for money, and we sold our show again.
There was a lot of nights there at the soup kitchen.
That we would do the Winthrop Randolph routine.
It worked out. It definitely
and we
worked
sold
out.
Our show again, and this time we weren't really bad with the money. And that lasted about 2010, and I tried I tried Sweden this time.
Yeah, you know those broads in Sweden are fantastic.
I was immediately rejected. They kicked me out of Sweden.
Well, you're not a very handsome man, Dave.
Yeah,
so
they did not want me there.
What you have is not looks, as they say. I gotta go with phlegm. Hold on.
Oh, you mean you're gonna give me some dead air time that I have to fill?
I'll
just keep talking over here as I'm trying to.
That's the problem
roach.
With you on the mic, Dave. You make it awkward.
I do.
You could have just kept talking and sparked that joint instead of making a point to mention that I'm walking away and you have to keep talking. It's kind of your job here.
That's true.
So what year is this? This is 2022. How many times have we gotten kicked off the air?
Well, they can't kick us off the air now.
They can't.
Not possible.
Even that last local thing here in town, they didn't kick us off.
They didn't really kick us off.
We just said, fuck y'all.
We don't want to be on here because no one's kicking us off.
You know, we were doing that for like a year, and it really upset me that in that whole year, they were just cool with everything we did.
I had to make up fake phone calls
to
bitch and complain.
Right. I know there was a lot of times you called the station to complain about our program because nobody else was doing it.
Yeah. While I would have to excuse myself from doing a live broadcast, streaming live broadcast.
Is that what we're doing now?
Make the call. No, we're not streaming.
You've been pimping out the back door to buy these microphones or what?
No, I bought a scratch off.
No shit.
Yeah, and I won quite a bit of money.
Wow.
And I purchased a computer and some very expensive microphones.
So we're still this is still your ex-wife's house.
This is still my ex-wife's
this
house.
This is your ex-wife's
house. She doesn't know we're here.
She doesn't know we're here.
No, I don't. I still refuse to pay the electric bill.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. Fair enough.
Fuck her.
Well, she isn't here right now.
No.
I think she's at her like new man's house.
No, yeah, she left me for a very toned person.
And if they say anything about Dollar Mattress Dave, it's not that he's toned.
I have.
You're not saying that about me.
I have Dave. Lots to grab onto. Mm-hmm. I have a huge dick. That's not true.
You know, they say that they call them love handles, right? So I just have them all over my body. Yeah. Everywhere you grab, it's a handle of love.
It's a handle of love.
Just start jerking on it. It'll be fine. Yeah.
I'm not an incel. I know. I think this is like the beginning of it. We should. You know what? So here's my thought.
We're not incels. We fuck a lot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you. It depends on how you just. What's your definition of fucking? That's the true. That's the. You know. I mean, are we just talking like a group of people in a tube? lube?
Is
everybody just watching me with their mouths open?
Is that what you've been doing, Dave?
That's a lot of... Well, that was, you know, in malls nowadays.
In malls, okay.
They're not as populated as they used to be.
No, they're not malls.
And the mall security is pretty dwindled.
It's lax.
So I can do a lot before they can catch me.
So you're doing this just in, like, the closed down
Spencers? And I'm only getting, like, you know, three or four people.
Right.
You know. But they're watching.
Is it against their will, these people that you're getting?
I wouldn't say it's against... They can leave at any time.
So while you're in a mall, and I just want to walk through this situation just so I understand. So you're in a mall now. It's like a ghost town.
I'm in a mall.
There's three stores open. One of them is an anime store, which nobody ever wants an anime store. Anyways.
I know.
And then so how do you get from walking into that mall to taking the lube out of your pocket and using it with three other people?
Well, I don't
Who
use
do you
it.
Talk
I don't
to?
Use it with three other people. It's more of a, hey, look at this.
All right. So it's just right in front of Spencer's. You just pull it out and start whacking.
Oh, man.
Now, the last time you
did. I'm so ridiculously stoned right now. It's not even funny.
It's very funny.
I mean, it is funny.
What's great is nowadays, Dave, in the mall, like you said, the security just doesn't give a fuck.
Well, they can't get to you fast enough.
Right. Because you're all greasy.
Yeah.
Because you're all greasy.
And nobody, they don't want to stop me. Mm. I mean, you know, it's like nobody wants that on them.
I'm interested. I find it interesting that you do decide to use the lube jerk in public.
Well, it's
typically I'm a dry jerk in public guy. I just want to whip it out and go to town without having to use any lubrication.
Oh, I was running.
Okay.
Real true story.
I'm listening.
I was, but no, we'll get back to that. I like the lube because it speeds everything up and it feels better.
All right,
so anyways.
I like kind of making it hurt.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
I was running on the trail from Sewell Park. And, you know, like, so that little dirt trail that goes underneath the train tracks.
Where were you running from, Dave?
I was just running. I was out for a stroll. Uh-huh. Anyways, I saw this person. I saw this person that was, like, standing at the river. Uh-huh. And they ran quickly across the trail.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. And I was just running. And then I got closer to where they were at.
Yeah.
And the guy had his shorts pulled down to his knees. And he was staring at me, fucking jerking his, like, really,
jerking his dick
really,
at you.
Really jerking off.
Was he trying
and
to
he
make eye
like,
contact?
He made eye contact because I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What did you do?
I just kept running.
You just kept
running. And I wasn't even sure if that's what I saw. Because I was like, man, maybe I should call the police because that's kind of weird, you know? But then I was like, I don't want to call the police if I was wrong
that's
about
that. That's the wrong play. You did the wrong play, Dave.
Well, I didn't call the police. I just kept running. But But I did run by somebody that was running the same direction, and I said, I think there's a dude jacking off on the river. And that was, you know, that was the whole thing.
So here's what you need to do in a situation like that.
Okay.
What this guy was doing, in whatever his twisted way, he was trying to show dominance over you.
I think he won.
No, well, he did. You let him win, Dave.
I ran away.
What you were supposed to do was stop.
Okay.
Whip your dick out and start jerking it at him. And I tell you what, that guy would pull up his pants and run away before you knew it.
I think you might be right about that.
That is the power. And if he didn't do that, right, well, then you get a good wank making eye contact with a stranger. Yeah. Maybe you become jerk friends after that. Who knows? But you need to show you need to show your dominance.
Yeah.
And hopefully when you pull it out and start pulling, your dick's bigger than his.
I would only hope so.
I mean, how big was the guy's dick?
It wasn't that big.
Wasn't that big? No, I would imagine not. If he's jerking it at strangers in the
park. Yeah, it wasn't like anything. It wasn't much to look at. I mean, think about it. You're running.
Right.
You see something go across the thing. It's not a threat to me. I'm not a small person.
Sure.
You know? And
quite
and
rotund.
And then... And then he's standing on the other side of the trash can as I'm running. Uh-huh. So his shorts are down, and he's in my full view.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but I don't see that his shorts are down.
You're
because,
not looking at his cup.
Well, because there's a trash can obstructing his crotch
view.
So as I go past the trash can, shorts all the way down, dick right at me.
Wow.
And he's got a grin on his face like he's happy.
So the other play you could have done.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's a couple different scenarios you could play this out. And the one you did was a total bitch move. We're going to leave that
he
alone.
He won, man.
Yeah, he won. You could have stopped and turned to him and just full front kick him right in his dick. Just that, bam.
I thought about that, like, as I was running off. I was like, maybe I should have, like, kicked him or
kick
something.
Kick him in the dick.
Or just said something, but I just wasn't sure. And then I really didn't want to, like...
He won.
I didn't want to be confrontational.
Would you recognize this dick in a lineup?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think so. I don't even think I'd recognize the dude in the lineup now.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Damn.
You know?
You know, I think you should have kicked him. I think you really should have kicked him.
Well, if it happens again, I'm going to kick him.
Or just be like, hey,
I'll be more prepared for him.
Or just say, hey, you need some help?
Yeah.
And see what he says to that.
Or just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
No.
That's a small wiener.
It's a small dude.
Just shame him the whole time.
Dude, your dick is tiny. Why
are
you doing
that? It's a
little
bitty dick, bro.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody
strangers,
wants that.
People that know you intimately.
There's
going to
be children that are being scarred by that little dick.
No, don't tell him that. He wants to hear that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There's going to be children that are going to laugh at that little dick.
There are going to be children that walk by whose dicks are bigger than that thing.
Yeah.
All right?
I know ladies with bigger clitorises.
Yeah, your mother gave birth to a daughter, and then they named it you.
You can have a baby.
Yeah, you
really.
Can have a baby. Somebody could impregnate you with a dick.
Maybe
that small.
It wasn't even a dude with a. Maybe it was a lady showing me her vagina now.
Well,
who knows?
In that situation, you still,
I've been with too many man
them.
Boys to.
Right,
to
right,
tell,
right.
I can't tell the
you
difference.
You can't tell the difference at this point.
It's all mussy.
A mussy? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think that's what they call it.
Hey, it's just a pole in a hole. That's all that matters.
A pole
right?
in a hole.
That's all that matters.
Oh, man.
Jesus
all right.
Christ, Dave. There's your promo. There's your
That's a 20 minute. You gave me 20 minutes, buddy.
I need to go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed. Oof. You're going to have a fun one. Sleep that off. Dude, that's 20 minutes, 59 seconds. 21 minutes flat. I could have stopped it at 20, but I didn't want to because Dollar Mattress Dave signing off. Yeah,